This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. It may be music to your ears, but do you have to pay for it? This battle actually got started back in 1886 with the adoption of the Berne Convention, under which member states agreed to provide the same level of copyright protection to foreigners as they do their own. The problem was the U.S. didn't join the convention till more than 100 years later, during which time many foreign works remained in the public domain. In 1994, the U.S. signed on and Congress passed a law guaranteeing copyright protection to all works that are protected in their country of origin. U.S. publishers, orchestra conductors, and artists sued, claiming Congress exceeded its authority. But the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that Congress acted rationally, with Justice Ginsburg writing that while Prokofiev's Peter and the Wolf could once be performed for free, now the right to perform it must be obtained in the same marketplace as works of Copland and Bernstein. So the world is flat, and it's also sharp. And thanks to the scales of justice, from now on it's pay it again, Sam. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.